Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 16th. In the news this morning, over at EBOT, prices were July corn down a penny and a half, July beans down about 9 cents, and July wheat up about a penny. New crop corn was down a penny and a half overnight, and new crop beans were down about 10. Exports this morning were really strong. Wheat, 763, a good number. Corn, a little bit light, but it's still a big number at 1.1. And the beans, a combined 1.58, so a very strong number there. So the demand continues, but we've got the dollar up 61 ticks. We've got crude oil down another 82 a barrel. Is it going to be a typical story what we've seen, I think, the last 2 weeks in a row of good exports and lousy closes? We'll have to see. I think the biggest story out there is the heat. You look at the news this morning, and every one of these news forecasters is talking about this dome of death that's stretching from Arizona into New Mexico, Texas, up into Oklahoma, and they claim it's moving east, and it's going to bring very, very hot temperatures all the way to the Mississippi River. So, you know, if you believe that, it's hard to be a little bit bearish down here, but the funds are long up to their eyeballs in the beans. They're pretty long in the corn. So, you know, between the dollar and the crude, is that going to weigh on this thing? It's really hard to know. You've got gold up $26, silver up 30 cents. The bonds are up another full basis point here. So we've got a lot of volatility in this market, and I'd expect it to continue. I would think the pros might be more likely than anything to try to buy a lower opening here, but we'll see. Export sales this morning. I haven't seen any announcements for anything this morning, but you know, the crush has been strong. Ethanol demand has been strong. So we've got good demand out here for the grains. If you look at the drought map, there's absolutely no indication of drought out here. Indiana's dry, but that's about it. And the rest of the country, except for obviously California, looks to be in very, very good shape here. So when it's all said and done, is the heat dome going to overshadow the dollar and the crude oil? Are the good exports going to bring lousy closes? It is really a 50-50 guess out here today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.